During the day, I work as a professor of neuroscience, but in the evenings, for fun, my daughter and I collaborate on a podcast, The Octopus Wars, which consists of old-style, humorous tales set in Mendoza, wine country, during the 1940s. This turned out to be a fun and educational family project. While working on the podcast, I noticed that my daughter and her friends had many questions, not just about the tales and the magical world of the Octopus Wars, but about world history, science, language, and many other things. I realized that I could teach many things through the funny characters in the story, the funny characters in the world of the Octopus Wars. And that is what led to the present series. As an educator and a father, I have learned that when it comes to teaching, the best form of teaching can occur through a story, preferably a funny story, when the student does not even know that the learning is taking place. I have also learned that in some cases, less is more. The critical thing in teaching, in my experience, is to present the right information in the right amount at the right time. I have learned the hard way that when teaching neuroscience, presenting too much information can be worse at times than presenting no information at all. Too many learning stimuli, too many graphs, images, and figures all presented at once can sometimes overwhelm and discourage the learner, who is there hungry for the next important thing to learn. The right information at the right time serves as a scaffold for future learning, and fun stories keep the student engaged and wanting to learn more. I hope that you have as much fun learning from these podcasts as my family and I have had putting them together.